Peleyoetz, and the topic for today is Simcha. It's Erev Yontif, so we're about to enter into a period of Simcha for 7 days of Pesach. And this you'll find in the edition that I have, at least on page 496. Matov u'manoim sheyismach Yisrael bi'osav Simcha shel mitzvah. I'll call mitzvah mitzvah sheose yogil v'yismach yose v'yose mimotze shalom rov. Wow. Imagine if a person saw every moment in his life as an opportunity, a challenge to do a mitzvah, as if he were collecting booty free of charge. What a simcha he would be in. And everybody should have that simcha on a constant basis because of the myriad constant opportunities, a continuous flow of mitzvahs to come his way, and he fulfills them with gila and simcha, yoser v'yoser. It's even greater than motzi shalom rov. Ubefrat b'shabbosos uvemoadim. There's an extra element of simcha of oneg on Shabbos and moed, d'chsiv, b'karosel Shabbos oneg, etc. Oz tis aneg el Hashem. Uksiv is amachta b'chagechu. Befrat, b'shas avodas hatfila, when a person davens, what an opportunity he has, a golden, unique opportunity during his lifetime to stand in front of Hashem and communicate with God, to, as it were, initiate a dialogue with the Ribbono Shalom, with the Almighty. Tzorech l'smach b'simcha rabbah, t'chsiv tachas ashel avadeto as Hashem alkecha b'simcha v'tov lev mirov kol. Perusho d'ritzon lomar yosem mirov kol. That simcha we should feel in avodas Hashem, that we have more than rov kol, than anything you can bestow upon a person. And v'yavadeto as oivecha, if chas v'shalom we're lacking in simcha, the klola is v'yavadeto as oivecha. Not only in tefillah is there a special moment of simcha, v'chein b'amiras birkas hamazon. And here he quotes the Zohar about the intense, overwhelming obligation to feel simcha when Hashem gave him the opportunity to fill himself up, to satiate his desires for food. A person has two choices. He should choose something that would be mesamech salev, which will afford him with an opportunity of reciting a bracha besimcha. Famous story about the Brisker Rav, that he said that he took up this apple to eat, not because he wanted to eat the apple, but he was looking for an opportunity to make a bracha, bracha rishona, bracha achrona. Bracha is so important. It's an expression of gratitude to Hashem, appreciating His opportunities, His bestowing of goodness upon us, and allowing us to continue to subsist. So we'll start the paragraph. Dibra Maschel v'hine kol advarim ha'mesur m'lev tzrichim ezer ha'lev. Things like fear and awe of God. These are advarim ha'mesur m'lev. And sometimes we need a little extra push for that emotional charge. Harei im yomru li adam shiyira. Sometimes you tell a person that he should be in a state of awe. Who ain't a yore, but he's not afraid. Velo yuchal liro. How is he going to get to the state of fear if he's not afraid? The same and the opposite. He's afraid. You can tell him not to be afraid. That's asking much. That's a tall order for someone who's afraid. Another case of lev. They tell me, don't be upset. Don't get down. Don't be despaired. Don't be in a state of grief or mourning. Or on the contrary, he should be upset, he should be grieved, he should be mourning. Or she yismach, or shelo yismach, be in the state of joy, or don't be in the state of joy. But all these cases, lo yuchal lasos hefek mimashal libo chavetz. Do you expect a man to be in control and change his emotions with a snap of a finger? So how does he achieve this goal in our context, the emotion of happiness, of joy. He's not prepared for that emotionally. And the answer is Rak al pi sichlo Yehulal ish sheyafoch es libo v'yenahagehu el hamokom asheyi shama ruach. That man can control his emotions through his intellect. And he's Yehulal. You know, such a person should be praised because he has such a powerful intellect that he can make a certain decision and that will impact on his emotions and bring them and guide them to the place where they should be and where there's a ruach that'll carry them and inspire them. So if he disciplines himself constantly to have the right thoughts, that will have an impact on his emotions. Again, in my class on Musar, especially with regard to the Altar of Kelm, we spoke about this idea as something fundamental in the Kelmer Sheet of Musar, which is an extension of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the founder of the Musar movement. A person's machshavos should be constantly disciplined, tahoros, tidiros, and that's going to have an impact on his lev. That's man's challenge, to control his lev. Vehein emes, and it has to be true, shein yonim elu ikron toli lufi maisov shel odom lufi zakus ha-nefesh, kach einov techezeno meishorim. It's not enough to have machshavos tahoros, tidiros, but he also needs maisim that will bring him zakus ha-nefesh, that will cleanse and have a cathartic impact on his soul. And then the result is that his eyes will behold meishorim, the right path of righteousness. Sometimes he himself is not right to reach this level. He doesn't have it. His record doesn't match up. But nevertheless, mazle chaze, his mazel, some sort of spiritual or angelic celestial being that controls his nefesh or is connected to his nefesh, bruchanius malamala, in a spiritual world above, yelo ezer, that will be his anchor down in and influencing him and guiding him and uplifting him, even though he himself is lo chazi, but mazle chazi. V'yelo ezer mishin dalad yud lismoach biidan chedvolis atzev biidan atzivusa. He'll get the ezer from Shakai. Again, you have to know what the name, the particular unique name of Shakai in this context means and how it impacts him, to help him to reach the state of joy when he has to reach the state of joy, or the contrary, to be atzuv, to be sad at a moment of sadness, liyiro le'avas Hashem hanichbad hanora, to have a fear and a love for the holy name of God, the glorified name of God, v'lavod avoda shlema kidos malasos, and to reach a level of complete, perfect avoda, knowing exactly the way he should do it and how he should behave. Aval afal pichen biyat kol odom lehe ozer al yidei machshavos tahoros. Every human being can upgrade. What word am I looking for? Can be inspired by machshavos tahoros, by the proper thoughts, can be elevated, let's use that word. And if he fails to do so, then osem mechtzo lefachos birotzo v'shov, if he cannot absolutely control his machshavos to make them into all machshavos tahoros, but nevertheless it's not as if he did nothing. He did mechza lefachos, at least he gets half, and lefum tzara agra, according to, in commensurate to the amount of energy and effort he put in, is habol etayr misayin also. And he says that a person should think about how much simcha he would be happy of if he found a shalol rav, you know, it's all of a sudden he won the lottery ticket. And all of this is ka'ayin, is like nothing, if you compare it to ultimate life, to true life, to existential, eternal life in the world to come. V'kama simcha haya sameach im haya nitzol mimavis l'chaim. You know, people enjoy these extreme sports. They get to feel that kick, that glorious feeling of happiness when they're saved, they're spared from death, they come to a near-death experience. And he says, kol asher la'ish yitein be'ad nafsho, a person would give up everything for his existence, his continued existence. V'chol chaye olam hazeh hevel hema keneged chaye ha'olam haba. And all of this world is meaningless in comparison to the world to come. This is the perspective of the Peleoites, that everything that's truly, truly eternal in nature, infinite in nature, that existence belongs to the world to come, not to this temporal world that is here today and gone tomorrow, the physical material world that's limited and finite. And he quotes the Mishnah in Avos, Yafeshach Ashal Koras Ruach Bolam Hazeh Bolam Abba Mikol Chai Olam Hazeh. Now there's 1 minute, so to speak, of spiritual eternal pleasure in the world to come outweighs all the pleasures of this world. V'chol Chai Olam Abba Kelo Chashiv Keneged Asiyas Ratzon HaBorei, and all of our world to come is nothing compared to fulfilling the will of God. Shrei Omru, the Mishnah in Avos states that Yafeshach Ashal Toru Maisim Tovim Ba'olam Hazeh Mikol Chai Olam Abba. In other words, all of Olam Abba doesn't shine a candle to 1 hour of Toru Maisim Tovim in this world when we fulfill God's will. So do you get the flow of things here, the Chagadja, if you pardon, on Erev Pesach? What do I mean? You're comparing Olam Hazeh, its pleasures to Olam Abba, and it doesn't hold a candle to Olam Abba. Even 1 minute of Olam Abba's pleasures outweigh all the pleasures, sum total, in Olam Hazeh. And then, talk about doing a mitzvah, talk about studying Torah, and Maisim Tovim, for Shachas in this world, is worth more than all of Chai Olam Abba. Because it's Asiyas Ratzon HaBorei, and that's the ultimate. So be sameach then, you know, realize in your mind, let it be mind over matter, mind over emotions, how important, how infinitely significant is your ability to do a mitzvah. It's more than all of Shalol Rav, all the material gains and as we said before, lottery tickets that you could win. So it's a simcha kfula umechupeles when a person is sameach on Torah and Avodah ki mitzvah Hashem. And Ratzon Hashem, he should be sameach, a simcha kfula mechupeles, because the infinite nature and significance of that Torah, that avoda, that kiyum mitzvah, the maisim tovim, compared to all of Olam Haba, that should bring him to a state of absolute simcha. V'od, and furthermore, he should focus on Yikar Ugdula. We speak about Mordechai, and Achashverosh wants to know what Yikar Gdula can we give to someone that a Melech Chafetz Bikaro, and Vehekim may offer Dol Veratzabo Sheishari Slefanov, that God takes man who's really Ofar and he uplifts him to the state of a fulfilling of a servant to fulfill his, capital H, his will. Sheyifari Slefanov. Who is the person who's Yishari Shlefanov? Yishari Shlefanov. It's nothing there more than Ofer Dol. And he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Mikimi Ofer Dol. God is lifting us up from the Ofer, from the dirt, up to a position of being able to service in front of the Almighty. Is Yismach Libo V'Yogel Kvodo. He should be totally enraptured with Simcha, with Gila, to realize and acknowledge what state of being he's been uplifted to. Wow, what a unique opportunity. V'chol ha'am mikotze yashrua v'yomru ashra v'ashrei chelko shezocha l'kovet ha'godol hazeh, that all of mankind should applaud and and praise a person who reached that level that he could serve Hashem, he could be Mesharis Lefanov. Besof Sof HaMelech Ubasar V'dam Kemoso. You know, in the mashal of a human king who's really flesh and blood just like you are, if you get uplifted to the state of being a servant in the king's court, everyone's nispoil, everyone is miyashru, they'll tell him how lucky he is, ashrei chelko shezochel kovod hazeh, and that's with regard to a human king who's here today, gone tomorrow, the worms call in, the worms call out, he's an arol lev, arol basar, how much more so, just get a picture with this kal v'chomer, how much more so should a person be in total simcha that the melech malchi amloch, the melech ha'olam, the king of the universe, which, you know, if you want to describe Gedudav, you know, we're going to talk about the Mitzvah tonight, Gedudav Yomrulo, Lecha Lecha. Gedudav means the Malachim, the Srafim, all of his offices up in the celestial spheres, who are above man on a high level of spirituality, of divinity. And God has an endless number of Gedudav. He has plenty of servants up there, on the highest level, up in Shamayim. L'gedulaso ein cheker. Pasuk again in Tillim in Ashrei. It's infinite, the gedul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet, here's the paradox, U'bachar v'ratza b'nu lamed l'sharis l'fani l'varach b'shmo l'daber elav ponim el ponim b'chol eis. We have a superior status to that of the Malachi HaSharis, to the Ofanim, the Srafim, the Malachim, Ha'om d'mimal, in that we are able to serve l'sharis l'fanav, to be his servants, to bless his name, or bless in his name. And he has chosen us. We're able to initiate a ponim el ponim dialogue in the framework of tefillah of prayer. This is the reshus, the license that he gave us, mashalom nasan reshus la malach yasharis. The malachim don't have this license. This reminds us of the story Rav Salvechik used to tell about his Rebbe and Chaslavich, his Lubavitch Rebbe, would gather the children together, the small children, he amongst them, before Rosh Hashanah, take out a shofar and ask, what is this? And then the child would yell out a shofar, yeah, but what's its purpose? And he would explain to the children that with this shofar would be Mamlich, Melech, Malchi, Amlochim. They were confused because they didn't understand. They knew about Nicholas and the Tsar. They didn't understand that we, little children who are subject, and Jewish people are subject to the subjugation and so forth of the king. Now we are going to be Mamlech, Melech, Malchi, Amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with this shofar. Continues the Peleyotz, and he says, "Mishtashea banu v'yeshlo nachas ruach gadol b'maaseinu." It's mind-boggling to think that Hashem gets nachas ruach kaviyochel from our actions. U'maisi adenu kono leinu. The pasuk says that our actions are able to build bonav v'shamayim al yosav. This is also part of the piyut that we say for Hashanah Yom Kippur, that we are able to create, even in Shamayim, through our actions down on earth, the aliyah of the higher worlds to uplift them. And even though God certainly doesn't need us, he's infinite, but Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakeh says Yisrael, God wanted to give us a schus, and therefore achshavei, you know, he considers it for him chashiv in his eyes, and achas ruach befanav, if we do his will, if we implement his ratzah, l'fichach hirvelem Torah mitzvahs, he gave us a massive amount of Torah mitzvahs, kidei liten lem schar tov ba'molem, amolam, to give and bestow an endless amount of reward for those who are willing, bi'amelus, to overcome any laziness, to put in the effort to serve Hashem. Yomar no Yisrael, again a pasuk in Tillim that we were familiar with from the Hallel. And Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu, David HaMelech says, who is man that you would remember him? Ben Adam Ki Tifkedenu, I mean, man is here today and God tomorrow. He's physical, he's limited. He's not a flea on the back of an elephant. And yet, kovod v'hodo tatreu, here's the paradox. The paradox of the shofar that we mentioned before, that God gives us kovod v'hodo and appoints us, imposes upon us the opportunity, the responsibility to serve him. Is tamshileu b'maisei yodecha, koshato tachas raglov yefsho shelo lismach. If a person shuts his up, he evaluates, he realizes, he acknowledges and appreciates what he's able to do with his maisi adayin, with his work on this earth, insofar as he's been appointed as kaviyochel, a servant of Hashem to fulfill God's will, how could he not be overwhelmed with the state of simcha? So the emotions are a result of the intellect, of the moach of a person understanding and appreciating what, how unique it is to be able to serve Hashem and do His mitzvahs. And in the next paragraph, he quotes the Talmidim of the Arizal. In the name of the Ari, Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Lechvod Gedolim Min HaTov Nasalanu Toras Emes, that when we speak about Hashem, who should be blessed because He created us for His honor, for His glory, He separated us from the Tohim, He gave us the Toras Emes, and then we say, Aleinu L'shabech L'Adonai Kol Shelo Asonu Ko Ye'er Etzos, we are not like the Goyim of the world, is when he recites this, says the Arizal, Yismach Simcha Rabba, he should be in an absolute state of joy. Kemishu Omeid Lisaref Itzilumin Asrefa So Melech. Imagine the state of joy in a person who's about to be burnt at the stake. He was saved, and then he was appointed as the king. Ki Ein Srefa Kisrefas Hanefesh. V'yein Malchus Kiheyos Eved Melech Gadol V'Nora Mishareis Lefanuv. He says that in the mashal of the Srefa, a person who's being taken out to die, that's what our nefesh is in a state of until HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes our nefesh and He sets us up and appoints us as an Eved to the Melech Gadol V'Nora. We now are serving in front of Him. That means that we went from the low, low state of Afar, of Omeid Lisaref, and we were saved. Imagine a simcha that we were saved from the ultimate judgment to die, and not only that, we were placed on the highest level, like as if we were kings, because we are an Eved to Melech Gadol V'Nora Mishar Tzlani. That makes us like kings. And that's what we mean. Asher bochar bani mikol ha'amim v'nosa lodo es toroso. That's what we should have in mind, that God chose us amongst the nations. He gave us His Torah. He upgraded us and uplifted us to the point to which we can serve Him through His Torah. When a person says Asher kidshonu v'mitzvosav, he should, before he does a mitzvah, he should realize and acknowledge that God sanctifies us with this mitzvah. He elevated us. And there are many other expressions in our tefillos and our brachos that indicate this idea, Shem Yamik Bahem, if we'd only take the time to understand them on a diva level, Lahavin Lahaskil, to appreciate them and understand them. Kamatova Vyakaru Gdula Asalonu Avram Shabasha Avraham. Yeah, okay, so this is a question. When he says over here, Bochar, he says that that doesn't sound like a right phrase to me. I'm not here to change the text, but maybe we could look in another edition of the Pele Yoetz and see if there's a correction here. He says, Yismach libo v'yogel kvodo, I'll call dibur v'dibur. And v'chein omru avinu elokeinu melech ha'olam hamamik yismach simcha gedola. Every single word should bring us to a state of simcha. When we realize asher kidshonu mitzvosav and all the different expressions of the like within our context, our framework of tefillah and brachos, it's unreal to begin to realize and appreciate what it means that we went from a low state to becoming Avadim lemelech hagadol v'nora, asher bochar banu mikol ha'amim v'nosan es toroso kidshonu v'mitzvosav. This means that we could appreciate, if we only focus, the fact that Hashem gave us such, bestowed upon us such yakar u'gdula. What could be greater to bring a person to a state of simcha. When we talk about appreciating the opportunity to do mitzvahs, generally speaking, we talk about the command of Hashem, Asher kidshonu b'mitzvosav, He sanctified us with mitzvos. But there are certain mitzvahs that you could classify them as logical mitzvahs. And he says, "Ubefrat alach has kama v'kama." How much more so? This is a little bit counterintuitive. Should a person be besimcha when he's fulfilling mitzvah simchlios? You know, when he intuitively senses the significance of the mitzvah, and he appreciates the mitzvah. Or sanuge b'nei adam, or let's say a mitzvah requires us, like we mentioned before about Onig Shabbos, to enjoy this world. I mean, that Onig is certainly something that we can intuitively sense its significance and how much it adds to us. We should be besimcha. And he goes and he gives us examples, kigon. You know, whenever he says kigon, he's trying to illustrate this. Hanosein. Now here the next word is a little bit confusing, it's a little ambiguous. Hanosein chinos. I don't know what he means here by Hanosein chinos. Umevarch lekono al hanaosav v'al chasodav. So I think the word chinos has something to do with chesed, meaning when a person does good things for others. I'm not sure. Maybe chinos means he does favors for free. Miloshen chinom. But then he gives the example of thanking Hashem, our Master, our Creator, for the pleasures that we have, for the gifts that He gave us, for the compassion that He bestows upon us. I mean, those are natural, you know, appreciation is natural, is intuitive in those cases, so certainly should come to a state of simcha. Or, for example, it might be logical for him to stand in front of the Almighty and ask and petition for His tzrachim, for His needs. And he realizes that he has such a glorious golden opportunity to stand in front of the Melech Malchim Loch, the Creator Himself. And he appreciates that he can avail himself of that opportunity, of that tremendous status of standing in front of God to present his needs and petition for them. When he appreciates that status, he'll achieve a certain state of simcha, and for that state of simcha, he is fulfilling the will of God, and God gives him reward for that. Hayesh chech masok bizeh. Could you imagine anything sweeter for the palate? He gives the example that we mentioned earlier about a person who eats a Shabbos meal, a Yontif meal. He achieves oneg. Or, for example, he has a relationship with his wife, which is called the mitzvah of Ona. And in all these cases, he feels the sense of joy. It's almost natural, the mitzvah techoshev, and yet on top of it all, he gets rewarded for that sense of joy, which is almost natural. It's almost built in. And because he enjoys this, and he gets a pleasure, and he appreciates that God gave him this joy, that simcha generates schar. He gets rewarded for that too. For kovelo schar. What could be sweeter than that? Not only that, God gives us the opportunity, afil b'mili d'rishus. You know, it's that which in and of itself is not a ma'isa mitzvah. We're not commanded or mandated to do X, but X can somehow be a jump-off point, a means to an end of fulfilling God's will. So it's mili d'rishus. And he goes through his normal actions, his mundane daily actions, whether he's eating, he's drinking, he's sleeping, he's out in the business world trying to make a buck. If he just takes these actions of Rishus and he dedicates them L'shem Shamayim, so that he can be strong enough and healthy enough to fulfill God's will, to be that Misharis that we spoke about, who's Omei Lefanov, is L'misa Techoshev, V'yikabel Schar. That all these physical actions that make up the entire, shall we say, gamut of his daily activities, they also generate schar if only he fulfills them l'shem shamayim. And we once mentioned in great length the Pachad Yitzchak about the difference between Bechol Drachecha Da'eu, that's a Pasuk in Mishle, of a Dvar Rishus and a Mitzvah, even though the Dvar Rishus in and of itself, B'shaito in its moment, is not a Dvar Mitzvah, it's not a Maisa Mitzvah, but it becomes L'mafreya Maisa Mitzvah when he proves that all those actions were a Keresh Kvitza, or a jumping point, a means to an end to achieve a service of Hashem. V'alzos Yismach Yisrael V'osav Simcha Rabba. Person should be absolutely joyous about this. He says it's with a double negative. He says it's impossible not to be joyous. All he has to do is pay attention to the opportunities that he has, the myriad numbers of endless number of actions and moments that he can dedicate to the service of Hashem. But he constantly has to strengthen himself to have those machshavas tahoros that will allow his lev to feel an ultimate simcha. How fortunate is a person who will oblige the mitzvahs, who will implement the mandate of Hashem, and take the Torah that he learned and implement the Torah. And all this is such a great fortune, a great opportunity for man. And he should be b'simcha, and he'll be rewarded for the simcha itself, not just for the action of the mitzvah. B'may dekamon hibit ure'e. He gets very poetic here. Shekama sheyismach ha'ish al rov ha'tova asher os Hashem li Yisrael v'kidshanu b'mitzvosav. And the extra credit here, as we discussed in the past, the cherry on top, the luxury icing on top of the cake, is that a person, through his simcha, by appreciating the rov tova, the incredible good that Hashem did for the people of Israel by sanctifying us with his mitzvahs, is that itself limits the techoshev. V'yosanachas ruach liyotso v'kovelo schar. How soft and how sweet could that be? What could be sweeter than that? In addition to fulfilling the mitzvahs, we're besimcha because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified us with the mitzvahs, and we get extra schar for the happiness and the joy that we achieve by recognizing that Hashem bestowed upon us this great opportunity, this sanctity, that we could fulfill His will. V'yomer Rav Aseinu Levracha Gemara in Kiddushin, Tischar mitzvah b'hayv alma leka. That although the Gemara says you don't get paid up or rewarded for a mitzvah in this world, but schar hasimcha adam ochel ba'olam hazeh, for simcha itself, a person will be rewarded in this world itself. That's an amazing chiddush. Aschar ayotzer galus yesh al simcha shezochel asogas hachochma vasogas hashlemus. It's just endless how he ravishes, he puts so much praise and so much significance and meaning on the simcha. And he says, Sheken gila soda rabbeinu arizal, shemashe zochel asogas chochma nifla. How did he himself, he testifies about himself, the Ari, achieve whatever he achieved in chochma and in Ruach HaKodesh, HaKol HaYeh B'Shvil SheYeh Sameach Simcha Rabba B'Osko B'Torah U'B'Kimo U'B'Kaimo Shum Mitzvah Yoser Mimotze Sholo Rav Nimtze Sheschar Mitzvah Shol Mitzvah Mitzvah. He says the ultimate achievement of his spiritual challenge in life, or shall we say his career in Hasogas Chachma, Hasogas Ruach HaKosh, it's all because it could all be attributed to his unbelievable Simcha Rabo when he was Osek B'Tor, when he's Mekayim any mitzvah. It was more than someone who was left to pick up Motzi Shal Rav. It's Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah V'yadua Shebechol Mitzvah Mitzvah from Tzara Agra Kelin Yen HaSimcha Ha'ish Asher Umar Nefesh Mikoros HaZman. If a person Nebuch suffered because of what happened to him during the course of time, all the pressures of life, and therefore he's far from simcha, he's what's called a mar nefesh, in b'eis osko v'torah, but yet when he dedicates himself to the study of Torah, he's able to achieve or for example, at the time he davens, or he recites brachas, or does mitzvahs, or Shabbos, is yifne levavo v'yishkach atzavo. If he's able to focus his heart, forget about his tzoros, and yismach v'yosav, then yigdal schar yosav v'yosav. His from tzara agra means that his schar is even greater from someone who lives a very comfortable, quiet kind of life without any tzoros. V'yedame ha'ish ha'yisraeli b'simcha savoras Hashem yisbar kamo sherviach elef alf alofim dinrei zov shebesimchosom shakech tzar pruta ketana shavdala. It's like the marshal of a person who lost a little bit and he gets sad about that, when in truth he gained so much more. She Yosef Mehema Hu Simcha Savoris Hashem Yisbarach Shmo Neged Kol Mikri Azman Shal Olam Hazev Afilu Tzoras HaNefesh Kegon Al Churban Beis HaMikdash Al Chatov Shechov Letztar El Sonin Lo Kol Itim Shavetz Al Zman HaTzivus Al Chud Hu Zman Chedv Al Chud Hu Simcha Hu V'Simcha Sol Yisarev Zar. Even though there are certain time periods that we have to dedicate it to Avelus and Tzoras HaNefesh and crying and woe, lamenting on the loss of the Churban and on one's sins, but nevertheless there are other times when he has to put aside his Tzar, his Oninus, and instead he's got to dedicate himself to Chedva, to Simcha, without any admixture of sadness. That's the point of Schar Mitzvah. Now, we're almost finished with the essay, but we don't have time now on Erev Pesach, so we'll end over here. And Emir Tzashem, we'll try to finish this up next time. Wish everyone a Chag Sameach, since we're talking about Simcha.